Sean Hammond joining us now, Chicago Beat reporter for the Chicago Tribune, at Sean_Hammond on Twitter. You can go give him a follow there. Sean, good morning to you, man. We've been following this story, obviously, from afar. We're in tune with it because the Blazers are dealing with an arena renovation and how's this going to look, and you know, city officials saying, do we want to spend this, and are we helping billionaires out? And so for those who have not kind of dove into it, where are we at? Are the Bears officially moving to Indiana? Is it still up in the air? Where are we at in this entire process?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys having me on and talking. Some Bears Stadium, and like you said, I got the last name Hammond. I like to say it's good for SEO. You know, people googling Bears Hammond. That's only going to be good for me, right?
Absolutely.
You know, the Bears put out a statement on Friday. They said that their board of directors voted and they are now focused solely on Northwest Indiana, specifically on Hammond. They also, in that statement, said that they haven't narrowed down an exact location. So this is far from over. I think this is sort of the Bears' way of saying, hey, we're serious. We really will move to Indiana, because that's been kind of a thing that's been talked about the last 6 months. The Bears first acknowledged that they were considering Indiana back in December. And I think a lot of people said, yeah, right, you're not going to do that. And the state legislature was unable to get anything done in Illinois before their session ran out last week. And so now the Bears are, you know, I think they're this was their way of saying, we are serious. We will do this. Now is the time to get something done in Illinois or we're going to leave.
How much money are we talking about between what the Bears are aiming for here and what the legislators are saying they refuse to pay? Like, what financially does this look like?
Yeah. So in Illinois, the Bears, what really the haggling has been about is the tax value of their land in Arlington Heights. They already bought this 300-acre land in Arlington Heights in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. It's really, I mean, geographically speaking, I think it's pretty ideal for both the Bears who train up in the north suburbs, their players and coaches all live up in the north suburbs, and also their season ticket holder base. I mean, that's generally a little bit wealthier area of Chicagoland. And so I think geographically speaking, that is the ideal place. If you're going to leave the city of Chicago, that's an ideal place to build your stadium. And so they bought this land several years ago now, and they've been haggling. They were haggling with the local governing bodies over what the property tax value of that is. How much are we going to be paying in taxes every single year? And they tore down the racetrack that was there pretty quickly right after they closed on the deal, in order to say, oh, it's just vacant land, and try to get that tax down a little bit more. And so now as they're looking towards building a stadium, they've been trying to figure out how could they get, they don't want to build a stadium and then the taxes go up astronomically, 10 years down the road, at least from the Bears' perspective. That's not what they want. They've been using the term tax certainty. They want to know what their tax bill is going to be, or relatively close to what it's going to be into the future. And the state of Illinois, there was a proposed, they call it a mega project bill that would apply to the Bears Stadium, but also it would apply to any really, really big company that wants to build whatever, if you're talking Amazon or whatever the case may be. And that would have brought them some of that tax certainty that they're looking for, but at the same time, you're looking for legislators in Springfield, state legislators, to get something done that would allow you to leave the city of Chicago. And now a big, big portion of those legislators represent the city of Chicago. And so that's kind of where the conflict comes in.
Interesting. We're talking with Sean Hammond of the Chicago Tribune, covering the Bears, Chicago beat reporter at Sean_Hammond on Twitter. I'm curious to ask you where the fans are at on all of this. Like, I know this has been bubbling under the scenes. You mentioned, you know, how long ago they bought the site and outside of Chicago, the rumors of them moving to Indiana. Like, are they just indifferent to it at this point because it's been going on for so long? Are there fans who are threatening to, you know, quit their fandom if they move to Indiana? It's hard to, you know, boil it all down to one, but if you're just kind of ballparking, where's the general Bear fan at right now on this story?
Well, there's definitely certain aspects of this story that people are tired of. I mentioned the Bears put out this statement on Friday. I can't tell you how many statements the Bears have put out over the last 5 to 6 years. Every time there's a new statement from the Bears, I think that's getting a lot of eye rolls because they say, we're focused here, we're focused there, and then it just changes in 6 months. And so it's none of these, you got to take these statements with a grain of salt, and I think Bears fans are definitely doing that. I think by and large, I hear from a lot of people who want them to remain in the city of Chicago because you just look at the playoff games at Soldier Field last year on the lakefront. I mean, that is a cool atmosphere. Right. You got the city skyline right there. I think that a lot of fans would like them to stay there. Now, it is a difficult place to get to, whether you're driving or trying to take public transportation. But that's kind of run its course. They tried to get something done to build a dome stadium in the city. That didn't go very far. And so then, they turn their focus back to Arlington Heights, and that's been the focus for a while. And now you got Northwest Indiana. I think there's a section of Bears fans that doesn't care either way. Mm. They're going to watch the game on Sunday, no matter where it's at. Mm. There's certainly a section of Bears fans who say, okay, well, Hammond, Indiana is, a few hundred feet from the state of Illinois. It borders right. Illinois. It's wherever they put the stadium, it's less than a mile over the border. Is it that big of a deal? Probably not. And then, I think a lot of fans who are still sort of in disbelief that they would go to Indiana, regardless of how close it is to the city of Chicago.
How do you think people have been feeling about the politician side of this stuff? Like, I know everybody has a viewpoint of different politics from outside looking in, but when you're in it, you kind of have a better feel of it. How are people feeling about the political side of this?
I think that there's a lot of people in Illinois and in Chicago who are not surprised by sort of the dysfunction that we've seen. This is nothing new in the state of Illinois. I mean, we've dealt with all sorts of crazy politicians and Rod Blagojevich and, all these different characters and getting things done in Chicago is difficult, and getting things done in the state of Illinois, especially like I mentioned with the Bears situation. I mean, they need the Chicago vote if they're going to get something done in the state of Illinois. And it's hard to do that when you're trying to leave Chicago. And so I think that there's a lot of people who aren't surprised by how difficult this has been for the Bears. And the other thing too is like the Bears have kind of shot themselves in the foot here. Like, they've never really had a clear plan. They've been not with their words and what they say publicly, but their actions tell you that they're just trying to get the best deal. They don't seem to really care one way or another where they wind up. Now, I'm sure they do care,
right?
But their actions would tell you that they're just looking for the best deal.
Yeah, I it's an impossible question to answer, but I'm just curious, if somebody who's followed the team and reported on it for a long time, like, what's your best guess on where this all ends up? Do they become the Indiana Bears, or is something worked out at Arlington Heights?
I've been saying since the very beginning, since they started talking about Chicago again after already buying the land in the suburbs, I do think they wind up in Arlington Heights. Okay. I have always believed that for some of the reasons I said at the top. Like, it's a geographically, it's a perfect location. It's a huge plot of land. They could build all sorts of stuff around the stadium. And they want to do that. And it just makes too much sense. Now, obviously things are developing. Things have been going in Indiana's favor. Would it surprise me if that winds up being the ultimate decision? Not entirely, but I still, even with the statement they put out on Friday, I still lean towards this is somehow something's going to get done in Illinois to keep them here, and they're going to wind up in the northwest suburbs in Arlington Heights. That's what my gut tells me.
The way you're describing the Bears sending out statements is it's making me think as a parent how many times I've said, I'm going to count to three, two,
three,
two and a half,
two,
right.
Three's
exactly
next,
one and a quarter.
I'll move.
One
I'm
and
telling
two quarters.
You. Has the NFL jumped in or felt like they need to? Because you're not describing it doesn't seem like the relationship between whoever is representing the Bears, whether it's ownership, whether it's Kevin Warren, I don't know who you would say is kind of the most vocal of that group, but whoever that is, it doesn't seem like it's going well. Has the NFL felt the need to step in any way yet, or have they largely stayed out and let political leaders deal with team representatives?
Well, I know Roger Goodell was in town a couple of months ago, and he looked at both the sites in the northwest suburbs and in northwest Indiana. That might have been around when the playoff game was back in January. I forget exactly. And I know that, you know, based on reporting from my colleague Brad Biggs at the Tribune, the NFL has been asking for updates. You know, they had their May owners meeting. Like, they've been asking for updates, and the Bears have been updating them on the plan. I think there's a little bit more urgency there in terms of, I think the NFL is kind of saying, all right, guys, let's wrap this up. It's been 6 years. Let's figure something out. But that's really been about the extent of what we've heard from Roger Goodell or from the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Settle something for us here, Sean. So we're talking with Sean Hamm at Chicago Tribune, covering the Bears beat reporter. But the Bills just built a new stadium, and they chose to not dome their stadium up. Now, when you're in a place like Buffalo or Chicago, there's obviously the idea of weather has always impacted your games. You mentioned the playoff game, like the Rams game and the Packer game. It just was, it was perfect. As somebody who loves outdoor football and cold weather football, it was glorious. My co-host is a believer of every stadium should have a dome. Let's not let weather impact games.
I want my quarterbacks to be elite, Sean.
He wants his quarterbacks
to
play at a high level and get it a dome. But we also know the other impact of a dome is obviously what? You can host a Super Bowl and a Final Four and concerts and, you know, all the other stuff that comes with year-round that you can't do in Buffalo and Chicago in pockets of the year. If you were to poll Bears fans, what percentage of them would be outraged by the idea of their team playing in a dome and no longer having weather impacts on the game?
I honestly think it would be over 50%. I think people like that the Bears are outside and that the weather, you know, you can argue whether it really plays in your favor, but it certainly affects the game one way or another. Now, those same fans that might be the ones saying they want Caleb Williams to throw for 4,000 yards. So, I mean, you know, take what the fans say with a grain of salt. Right. I know that the Bears are, like you said, they're certainly looking at the revenue they can make all year round when there's a roof on that stadium. And, and I think Buffalo probably realized that was, you know, the city of Buffalo is maybe not the same draw when you have New York right down the road. But certainly I think the fans like that the weather is a part of Chicago football. I mean, I think they think that football should be played outside, and you kind of see that when they, it was the first time in a long time that the Bears were playing January football that mattered. So it was cool to see.
Yeah, those people are psychotic, and watching them breathe in 10-degree weather makes me feel so
bad.
I'm
willing to lose
them.
A foot if I need to, okay? Whatever it takes for my team out here.
There's a Chiefs fan with one less finger today because of a playoff game a few years ago. Final one for you. Do you believe in the Madden curse, and how would we grade the offseason of the Chicago Bears, who are coming in with a lot of momentum after year one under Ben Johnson?
You know, I think the Madden curse has probably run its course. I think that's probably not too much of an issue for Caleb Williams. I don't know. We'll see. They also got the city of Chicago skyline in the background there, so maybe this is just telling us that the Bears are going to leave the city. As far as what the Bears have done, I mean, they, by and large, are bringing back the same offense other than DJ Moore. Mm-hmm. I think that the DJ Moore trade was necessary based on the production you were getting for a guy who was going to eat up $28 million of your salary cap. I mean, that's a tenth of your team right there. And he, you know, he put up 600 yards last season. I just don't think that was viable long-term. Now, I know that they love DJ Moore, like personality-wise and toughness and all that. You look at the defensive side, they've made some changes. They're trying to get faster. They swapped out Tremaine Edmonds, their big lanky linebacker in the middle, for Devin Bush, who's a lot quicker. Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator, wants to be quick on that back end. They need to get better on the defensive side. And so that's really kind of where they focused a lot of their efforts. And we'll kind of see what that looks like if they're successful in sort of bringing that defensive side along to match what they were able to do offensively last year. They didn't have a ton of cap room. I think they did what they could with what they had. And so I feel like this was a good offseason. They got some good young players, a new young center who could be their center into the future. Dylan Thienemann, first-round pick, going to be starting in that safety spot defensively. I think things are trending positively for the Bears. The schedule is going to be tougher And so that's always a challenge.
Yeah, we saw Dylan Thiedemann up close and personal last year. He's a hell of a player, hell of a kid. That was a great pick. At the end of the first round, Sean Hammond, at Sean underscore Hammond on Twitter, Chicago Bears beat reporter for the Chicago Tribune, updating us on, are they the Indiana Bears or still the Chicago Bears? For now, still Chicago. Sean, thanks for the time in Portland, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much for having me.